Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from our Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations right here to great radio stations all across America on the Genesis Communications Network. That's GCNLive.com and their website. And we also are fortunate enough to broadcast on a whole bunch of Salem Media Group stations, too, in some of the largest radio markets in America. And, of course, just for good measure, we've tossed in some leading independent radio stations, too. And we're very pleased and happy to have everybody along with us on the radio dial, plus the Internet dial, too, because people are listening to us all around the country and all around the world through our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, as well as gcnlive.com. And most of the radio stations have got Internet streams as well, too. So you can hear us everywhere and anywhere. It's all up to how you want to do it. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, especially the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, the FedEx, the UPS, and the bulk mail center haulers, Felix and the gang out there, and our suicide jockeys hauling the gas, the diesel, and the jet fuel, and all the petroleum problems that we need to keep us moving on down the road. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch radio show. We're on MeWe, we're on Gab, we're on Getter, we're on Truth Social, we're on Twitter as at Captain's America, and of course, our website is thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. You can get the podcast over there. You can also get our stream over there. We're streaming live right now, the show over there, and of course, you can hear our radio show during the day, listening to it recorded as the stream just overrides and plays itself until the next new live show comes in. All right, well, let's go to the telephone line. And first of all, we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, sticking around here. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
And we're going to go up and pick up Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
There they are. Yay. All right, everybody's happy. All right, thank you very much, happy people. And it's 80 degrees, Kyle. It's a little cooler than what it's been tonight here, so we'll take that.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
All right, you guys ready to say the pledge?
Of course.
Yep.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance, to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for saying that along with us. I know a lot of you do, because we emphasize the two words in there. Under God, our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I know you got a bunch of stuff you want to ask, so have at it.
Well, thank you, Captain. All right, Denise, let's start with this. We talk a lot about China and what they're trying to do, trying to influence all these different things that they've sort of got their fingers in the different pies. Let's take a look at this, though. Evidently, they are going to African leaders and happy to teach them all about the Chinese Communist Party or communism in general as an alternative to democracy, and they're very serious about this kind of thing, aren't they?
Well, they are, and it's working. Death trapping, as we have discussed on the show several times, that is working too. Additionally, China, for their influence, has an operation where they pay money to foreign countries' little town newspapers, advancing Chinese communist propaganda. So that works. So you have to question what the United States, what our ambassadors are doing, what our State Department is doing, is any kind of countermeasures. I would argue nothing. There was a time, too, that our own CIA would do countermeasures, and they're not. I used the word submission yesterday, that we have surrendered, and we have. So it really, when you get to the candidates' debate here, the GOP debate, which I think is the first one's tomorrow night, you really have to wonder if any of these candidates, you know, they understand the China threat, but do they really understand the China threat?
Right, right. Well, it sort of reminds me, Denise, of what we used to call, maybe we kind of still do, but the domino theory, the notion that the communist ideology would infiltrate through different nations, and the Chinese seem to be using that kind of modus operandi here.
You know, you have to kind of go back and wonder when the United States engaged in World War One and World War Two, what were we fighting against? And what was the reason that NATO was created? I mean, let's really look at the larger picture here. Now, I'm not suggesting that we go to war, but, you know, we have rogue leaders out there, rogue countries, that are highly engaged in asymmetric warfare, in hybrid warfare, unrestricted warfare.
Mm-hmm.
But are we? And the answer to that is no.
All right, Trish,
right.
Hold that thought. We're going to go to break, and we'll be right back with more, ladies and gentlemen. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. We're coming back, and we're going to find our compadre here and have him take us to break.
You found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. And before we get back to Kyle and Denise, I want to remind you that there's no better time than right now to get a quote from Geico. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, the website, or your local Geico agent. You can find out who that is by going to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and putting in your zip code, and it'll tell you who the agent is for your local area. Now, in the meantime, Geico has been saving people money for well over 85 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring well over 27 million drivers, and that number continues to go up. Now, the thing about Geico is you can take the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, and get a cost comparison right away, and it'll tell you how much that you would be able to save, which you usually do save some money. But where you really notice the difference is when you bundle together. Maybe you got a motorcycle, maybe you got an ATV, how about a boat or an RV, bundle all that together with your car or your truck insurance, and you will see it drop. Now, where it drops like a rock is when you put your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance on the policy. Then, when you bundle everything together, you'll really get the best deal, the lowest prices possible. So go over to their website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, and take a look at what they can do for you, because you might save yourself a whole bunch of money, and that wouldn't be a bad thing, now would it? All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, Kyle, take her away.
Well, thanks. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
All right. Well, One of the things I wanted to ask you about this morning, too, we talked about China, but also, of course, we've got the ongoing war in Ukraine, which we're always talking about, and, of course, now we know the F-16s were committed to go there, although it's going to take some time. We don't know exactly when they'll even reach there, but Russia is now warning that F-16 jets, or the donations of such, are going to escalate the war. At what point does Russia not understand that eventually all these kinds of weapons are going to be in the hands of the Ukrainians and escalating the war? They're the ones that started the war.
Look, the U.S. Embassy in Belarus is now warning Americans to leave the country immediately. Belarus. Now, every bordering country to Belarus has closed their borders with Belarus. They all did that before we issued this warning. So, again, we're reactive instead of being proactive. Now, why is that? Well, remember, the Wagner Group is setting up a base, setting up operations in Belarus. So, you know, our national security apparatus, our intelligence apparatus, our diplomats, you know, all of them, they know how bad things are. So why have we been dragging our feet, and why have we allowed other countries to drag their feet in prosecuting this military conflict in Ukraine and letting Russia get away with this? So now we not only have a nasty marriage now between Russia and China, but you have to throw in Iran because they're helping, and now you got to throw in Belarus. Okay, Belarus has been a client state of Russia for quite some time. So the question is, the Pentagon has a whole operation. They're war planners. They're war gamers. You know, they are supposed to take conditions that can really change by the hour, and they make recommendations on what to do. Now, we're in a reactionary mode, which is a disgusting place to be. We should be in a proactive mode, which really makes me wonder that the people that we have on the ground in Ukraine, and we do, you know, they're yelling and screaming and stomping their feet. And why are we denying, you know, a robust assistance to Ukraine? Furthermore, we all remember Colonel Vindman. Do you remember him? You know, the alleged whistleblower over the Ukraine phone call that Trump had? Okay.
Right.
We found out during that Ukraine keeps a military attaché, a military group at our Pentagon. So the Pentagon knows everything that they need to know in order to make recommendations. But, you know, we have a Joint Chiefs of Staff that are risk adverse. Well, we wouldn't be where we are today in possibly escalating this war because of these F-16s if we had done the right thing a year ago, a year and a half ago. So we really have to question what is happening here. Why would we really allow Moscow to continue to kill innocent Ukrainians, to destroy infrastructure? Which goes all against the laws of war, the Geneva Convention. I mean,
right.
Where we are today it so disgusts me. I go back to General Schwarzkopf in the first Desert Storm. Anybody remember that one? I mean, it was like we went over there, we dealt with the problem. We thought it would be possibly a long war. The war was over in less than 100 days.
Where are those
kind of people?
Good question. Well, with the idea of escalation of the war, what are they even talking about? Are they talking about it would consume more of Europe in a conventional war, or would it be something where Putin would then turn to, say, tactical nukes? What, in other words, what does escalation mean to the Russians?
Exactly. But you know what? We had the ability to put Russia in the corner. Sit over here in the corner and be quiet and be a good citizen of the world. And they're not. And China isn't either. And we're letting them get away with it. So while we don't have law and order at home, and we clearly don't have it here in the continental United States, but we don't have it on the world stage either. There's just none. For China to be doing what China is doing with the Belt and Road Initiative and, you know, the influence that they're playing in all these countries, we're in a nasty place. So Putin's not going to use tactical nukes. I mean, I said it before, and I'll continue to say it, and that is, what would be left of Ukraine that he wants? Now,
right.
we have all these discussions with, you know, the red phone, I guess, between the United States and Moscow, and we have offered Russia many off-ramps to get out of this and save face, and they're not biting at any of this, or they want to, you know, lift sanctions and blah, 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 blah. Well, it's obviously not working, so then what? You know, we can apply more sanctions, but you know what? We don't enforce the sanctions. These sanctions now just become a gesture. It's a deplorable situation here. And, you know, everybody wants to learn to hate, you know, continue to hate on Zelensky. If you were the president of a country, good, bad, or indifferent, wouldn't you be doing everything to save your country? Everything?
Well, of course. Of course. And, of course,
yeah. Dollars? Dialing for, you know, fighter jets? I would be.
Well, as a matter of fact, Zelensky says he's confident Russia's going to lose the war. At what point? I mean, is that 10 years from now or is that two weeks from
it.
Now? I mean, we don't know.
Precisely. Precisely. And you know what? He has to say those things for the sake of his own citizens, for the sake of his own military. And remember, he really doesn't have a military. These are citizen fighters that, you know, have decided to, you know, give up their jobs and their lives and go fight. You know, how many people here in the United States would do that to defend the United States? Not many. Otherwise, we wouldn't have a recruiting problem in our own military.
Very interesting. Here comes the music, Denise. Denise Simon, of course, thank you so much. The Denise Simon Experience on Facebook and FoundersCode.com.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much, Denise. Okay, Kyle, hang on. Folks, you're coming back with a military and veterans news segment here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
U.S.
USA News Update. Tropical Storm Hillary rainfall totals have been tallied, and it was a significant amount of precipitation for some areas. Local officials confirmed that flooding has been an issue, but
it could have been much worse. What we were expecting could have been much worse. So we're fortunate so far. We haven't heard any fatalities.
Riverside Public Information Officer Shane Reichardt, the mountains lead the way with big numbers. Mount San Jacinto, above Palm Springs, got 11.6 inches of rain, while Upper Mission Creek, not far from Big Bear, had 13.5 inches. Even Death Valley saw 3 inches of rain and some flooding. President Biden says the people of Maui will have everything they need to recover after the deadly wildfires. While touring the town of Lahaina on Monday, he met with local first responders and the families of victims. He also stressed how much he wants Maui to regain its same character as it rebuilds. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
All right, and if you're interested in becoming an aviation maintenance technician, a very high-paying, in-demand job, it will start out at around $60,000 to $70,000 a year if you stay stateside. If you go over overseas, you'll get a lot more money than that. So here's the deal. All right. 800-659-2080 is the number to call. 800-659-2080. That's the number to call. And their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Check them out. Give them a call, and you'll be well on your way to finding out what you need to find out. And then don't forget, ask to take the tour. You'll be able to talk to the students. You'll be able to talk to the instructors. You'll be able to talk to the money people, and you'll be able to find out exactly what's involved. Two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., one in Clearwater, Florida, National Aviation Academy, NAA.edu. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of policy, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
You got your helmet on?
I do.
All right, here we go. First of all, you probably didn't hear a lot about this, and I'm surprised because you would have thought Joe Biden would have been jumping up and down, screaming to high heaven about what a great deal he'd done. But apparently Joe Biden brokered a series of trilateral defense initiatives with the Japanese Prime Minister and South Korean President at Camp David this past week on Friday as the two U.S. allies moved past decades of strained relations to actually sit down and put something together.
Yeah, this is very interesting, and it was the first time those three countries, of course, ever had such a summit.
But we didn't hear much about it, and I'm surprised that Joe Biden didn't get out there because he's looking for some good press. That would have been good press, but I had to find out about it in Defense News, which is not even a government publication.
Well, exactly right. I mean, I know they probably want to put out statements about it, but I do think the president has been wanting to shy away from a lot of press availability because he'll be asked about Hunter Biden, for one thing.
Right. Now, the other thing is the U.S. and Japan and Australia are planning joint Navy drills in the South China Sea, which has got the Chinese a little bit upset. And the drill will underscore their commitment to the rule of law in the region about the safety of navigation and, you know, navigating the high seas after the recent Chinese aggression, according to the Filipino security officials. They were the ones speaking about this.
Now, well, wait a minute. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't the Chinese and the Russians have joint maneuvers off the Aleutian Islands? They thought all that was just fine.
They also had them off the coast of Korea.
Well, that's right. So it is just fine to do drills and have maneuvers on the high seas and international waters.
Now, do you want to become a pilot?
Well, maybe someday. Actually, I would love to be able to do that at some point.
Here's how the Air Force's new pilot retention bonuses are going to work. Wait till you hear this, and for you Air Force pilots out there, and we got a few over here at McDill that might be listening in, the Air Force is now accepting applications for a new bonus program that offers certain pilots that are qualified to fly certain aircraft up to $50,000 a year to renew their contracts.
Very interesting indeed. Well, that's an incentive, and it looks like that's what they're having to offer right now in order to try to keep these pilots and keep things going.
And then finally, before you mention what you got on your mind, during the approach of Hillary, the tropical storm, but it was a hurricane at the time, the tropical storm, now a tropical sub-depression, the Navy sent 10 warships out to sea on Saturday to make it easier to manage and secure vessels that needed to stay in port when Hillary slammed into the area. Fortunately, not a lot of anything happened there because the storm stayed pretty much east of San Diego and a little bit east of you, I might add, which is why you just got your feet wet, but that was about it. But I did see what happened in Palm Springs, and we were talking about it to begin with because of the way the water settles in down there, coming down off the mountains and the side hills and all that stuff, that they were going to get flooded, and by God, they did.
Well, that's right. I mean, places like Palm Springs can only handle, say, a half an inch every hour or in an hour, that kind of thing, but they're getting several inches in an hour, and that flash flooding and those flooded streets were that was the result, absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Now, what's going on? What have you got to talk about there, sir?
Well, Captain, we've got this from the Army Times and Dateline Santa Fe, New Mexico, a museum in New Mexico to honor the Navajo Code Talkers. You remember them back
from
World War II. That's right. They're about $40 million shy right now of actually becoming a reality. The state of New Mexico has already put in $6.4 million to start this off. There were 29 Navajo Marines in 1942, and they concocted this unbreakable code using the Navajo language. Three of those original code talkers are still alive today, and of course they're looking for a way, the people here are looking for a way to honor them and to make sure we don't forget this great contribution. I mean, it's really something to be able to have that kind of code where the enemy is saying, what are they even talking about? We have nowhere to even begin with this, and that's because they were talking in this Native American language. What an amazing thing.
Now, they're going to build this on a reservation?
Let's see. I don't know if they've specified that yet. I think that it looks like Chevron has donated some 200 acres in McKinley County for Code Talkers Museum.
Well, that's near there.
Yes.
Okay, so that would be great because that's, what is that? It goes through there. It's I-10, I think.
I believe so, yes.
Yeah, that would be great, right through the middle of the Navajo Reservation. And, of course, that would be a feather in their cap, pardon the pun, but that would be a feather in their cap because the Navajos, you know, again, I was born and brought up next door to an Indian reservation. And my best friends were the Buck brothers, and they played box lacrosse, and I kind of got interested in that a little bit because I was a football player, but box lacrosse was, you know, men were men and women were proud of it. You basically didn't wear pads, and you got knocked and rocked and socked and banged all over the place, but it was fun. It was a lot of fun at the time.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, again, just to honor these great Marines for their contribution would be really, yeah, really appropriate.
Yeah, and yeah, one of these days when Chris Markowski comes on, we'll have a conversation about that because he is a lacrosse player. He was an all-star, all-American at Syracuse University, and he was very good at what he did. And I'm very familiar. I used to watch him when I did some of the games working through the fire marshal's office for extra pay. I used to watch him play.
Oh, interesting. Very interesting indeed.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. Yeah, we got quite a history, the two of us. Okay, so the Netherlands and Denmark are going to give F-16 fighter jets to the Ukraine in 2024, or is it going to be sooner?
Well, that is the $64,000 question. We were talking about that with Denise as well, that it's not going to be right away. It's certainly not going to be overnight. But again, Russia is going to decry this and has decried it as being escalatory.
Well, I'm curious to see how they're going to do this because in 19 months of the Ukraine war, 19 months into Russia's war with Ukraine, they're finally realizing that they've had to adapt, improvise, and overcome with the new air tactics that these people are employing to fly around and not get their planes shot down. And I'm talking about the Ukrainians as well as the Russians.
Well, sure. They're doing all kinds of stuff, like adapting that old Soviet-era missile system and so forth. They're having to just basically do everything, including the kitchen sink. And as you mentioned, improvising, I think, is a big part of this.
Well, the radar systems and whatnot are so sophisticated right now, they can almost hit a fly in midair.
Right, right. And it's just, people, of course, are asking the question, when is this war really going to end? What does it take? Because how many more stories, Captain, can we endure of innocent people being killed and slaughtered by the Russians?
Somebody has to soundly defeat somebody else. That's how wars end. They don't end just by going, okay, I've had enough. It doesn't work that way. It's got to be somebody has to look like they've had a significant victory. Okay, hold that thought. Oh, doggone it, I see we've had a caller, and I was monkeying around here. Caller, hang on. I'll be right to you. We've had a caller on the line, and I forgot all about that. So anyway, we'll be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha, God bless America. In this portion of the program, our conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, brought to you by Moss Acura. Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and Moss Acura is the home of the You Serve, You Save program. Now, that's for active duty military, all veterans, and all first responders, whether you're EMS, firefighters, or police, get a substantial discount on the vehicle you're buying, as well as church pastors, too. Now, the best thing about it is they're located here in Tampa, North Florida Avenue, which is just in the north side of Tampa, and they're right next door to the Moss Nissan dealership. So you got Nissan on one side and Acura on the other side. And when you buy a new or a pre-owned vehicle from Moss Acura, you always get the Moss Care program with it that offers you free oil changes and tire rotations for life. So check them out, MossAcura.com. Well, first of all, I'm going to bring Kyle Warren into the mix. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
You'll never guess who's sitting across the way from me.
Well, let me take a wild guess.
It's Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Now, this is unique. I knew you were coming down here, but I thought it was next week.
Yeah, it's moving a daughter into college for some reason. There's a lot more moving parts than moving a son into college. So, you know, obviously my main office or my business is down here in Tampa,
right.
So we've got, you know, lots of Amazon boxes and whatnot I've got to go through. So it's going to be a busy week down here.
Well, that's very good. Now, you know, we always talk about business and whatnot, but I got to talk a little bit about something that's really bothering me. Joe Biden went over to Hawaii and tried to emphasize with the people that he had lost a home and it had burnt to the ground and he'd almost been killed and his wife and this, that, and the other. None of that was true. He had a kitchen fire that took 20 minutes to put out. That was the fire. Didn't destroy the house.
Yeah.
Didn't threaten him. Didn't threaten his wife. Didn't threaten the pet dog. None of that stuff. And he stood there and lied to the people of Hawaii. Now, I don't know about you, but when it comes to something as serious as that, when you're talking with death and 850 yeah. people missing, this guy is just a...
staged.
Oh.
It's staged. You know, I've been following this kind of from afar, and you're starting to listen to, you know, the multiple failures. First and foremost, you had some government bureaucrat there that was unwilling to allow for water to be distributed so people could water their lawns and actually try to keep the fire away. They wouldn't let that because he was some water equity guy. And then you're talking also about the actual Hawaiian electrical company there that, again, has been forced to spend ungodly sums of money on all sorts of renewable stuff and not taking care of some of the brush. They've had a problem in Hawaii in regards to invasive grasses getting there. I mean, you obviously deal with some invasive species here in the state of Florida they're always trying to get rid of as well. But invasive grasses and whatnot that should have been dealt with because, again, they were warned about this. But when you have to divert so much of your money to all of these renewables, and actually I learned that the power company actually tried to raise rates, and they've got to go to the government, and they have to get approval to raise rates
right.
to do away with a lot of the brush and problems that
right.
they thought that they could didn't. They didn't get that approval. So, again, this is part of the problem. There's cost to everything right now. And we're looking at an environment here in this country where everything is inflationary. Before I came in, I'm working on my podcast, and I'm recognizing that there's only one car in the country right now that's under $20,000. One. I mean, it not too long ago, there was plenty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the average American has to spend 44 weeks of their salary to pay for an automobile at this point in time. And again, all of these costs that have been pushed on to us by Washington, by these people that want to consistently regulate us, again, this is what's truly inflationary. And quite frankly, the Federal Reserve can't do a darn thing about it.
Well, I sit here every day, as you well know, and I take a look at the oil prices. I happen to have them right up here in front of me. I don't have them open up on the screen right now, but I will just for the sake of the fact that you're sitting there, and here it is. And now oil has dropped a little bit, and the only reason oil is dropping right now is because they can't give it away.
China.
China. People are not using oil, and we're not processing gas the way we were.
Well, again, you're also taking a look at the you know, China's economy. It's they're not doing well at all in a myriad of different ways. And again, all of the stuff that, again, we've discussed this here on your program. I talked about this, you know, for a while. Everybody's mm-hmm. like, oh my God, this big China dragon and this huge economy. I'm like, whoa. Well, everything that they're putting out there is inaccurate. The numbers are not right. And now you're watching one property failure after another property failure. And their economy right now, due to the, you know, the fact that the people there's not much of any sort of social safety net in China. People are, in essence, hoarding money, and they're not spending like they were before. So their economy basically is in the tank right now.
All right. Well, Kyle, ask Chris a question. Please.
All right. Well, good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Tampa. That's great. I was seeing this earlier, and that is that it looks like American workers now are demanding at least $80,000 a year, upwards of that, in order to take a new job, to accept a new job. Employers are trying to keep pace with this, I suppose, but where does it all end? I mean, is this going to have a correction at some point?
I do think, well, again, you know, that when they throw out an average number there, you know, certain jobs, obviously, in certain fields are obviously demanding a bit more, and it can kind of skew the average, to some degree. But you got to look at that statement as well. To, you know, demanding for a new job, it's, you know, what it's going to take them to quit their job and move somewhere else, and what they're demanding for something like that. Again, you know, that's, you know, labor inflation is a part of what's going on, but even the fact that people are making more money, it's still not keeping up with inflation. It's not even close. So, you know, people are behind the eight ball compared to where they were just a couple of years ago, because the costs of everyday things have gone up much, much faster than what they're getting paid.
You know what scares me the most? These builders have been told, you got to use the money we gave you or give it back. And so they're building, 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 and they don't have the people moving in.
Where's that? Well, right now, the home builders, they're going to have a more difficult time because they're going to have to sell it at a lower cost because of the higher mortgage rates there. And that's just a function of mortgage rates. They're not going to be able to sell the houses for the same price they were before. And again, people that own existing homes, they're not willing to sell because they've got low mortgage rates. So, you know, the builders are in a decent position because there's a great demand for houses, but they're not going to be able to sell them for what they normally would.
First time in the last 3 years I've seen homes come down to $200,000, down in that range from up $350,000, $400,000, $450,000.
Which is not necessarily a bad thing. I mean, the builders, they love, you know, jacking up the prices when, you know, rates are low and things are booming. This is good. You know, if people can get into a home at a lower price, and then eventually, you know, hopefully interest rates will come down, probably not until, the middle part of 2024. You'll start a lot of refinancing, and then people will have a little bit more money in their pocket.
Kyle, got about a minute left. Tell Kyle, tell Chris what the price of gasoline is that you paid out there.
Oh, I paid it was $5.39 here a couple of days ago, right?
And that is at least a dollar a gallon to the state, and they're not using it to build the roads, to take care of the roads and stuff.
Oh, wow. You're out in Washington, right?
No, California.
Oh, it's California. Okay. California, forget it, with the tax survive. Listen, I curse it all the time. You know, I'm in New York, and Cal, let me tell you how many, because I got low-profile tires on my car. Last year, I went through five. That's how bad the roads are.
Yeah, potholes.
Potholes are crap. Five times. Thank God when I got my car, I was like, yeah, I better get that tire insurance on it because all the potholes. It's brutal. You spend a fortune on gasoline, and they don't repair the roads or take care of anything. It's like a third world country.
Well, now you're here to do your show today. Is that what you're here for?
Well, I'm doing my podcast and whatnot today. I'm going to actually do record my show on Thursday, my radio show on Thursday here.
Good, good. You'll be here again?
Mm-hmm. All week.
All right. Well, I'll be here, so maybe you'll be back in studio.
Oh, yeah. All week.
All right. Very good. How about that? There you go, Kyle.
Well, that's right. And Chris, I totally know where you're coming from when you're getting a daughter set up at college. I've had that privilege myself.
Massachusetts. He had to go to Massachusetts.
That's right.
All right. Well, we're running out of time, so Kyle, hang on there. And if you want to say anything else to Chris here in about 10 seconds?
No, just welcome back to Tampa, and we're going to be talking again tomorrow night, that's for sure.
Oh, you got it. It's good to be back.
Well, you know, you and I have chased each other for well over 20 years. I remember you at Syracuse University. You don't remember me, but I was one of those guys that worked some of the games and stood down there and told people he couldn't smoke because I had the uniform on. But, you know, and then the radio show stuff, I mean, that started a long time ago.
That was back when the football team was good.
Yeah, exactly. That's when Ben Schwartzwalder was a coach, I think. All right, well, Chris, look, thanks for coming in. We'll talk to you again real soon. And, folks, top of the hour break coming up. We got to take a little break here. And Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright, coming on the show. We're going to talk some shop with him about what's going on overseas. Have a great day. We'll be back. Enjoy the weather, folks.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time.
That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.